Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Welcome to Lighten Up with Bonnie Wirth on Empower Radio, an inspirational hour of conversation and interviews to help you shift perspective and create balance between being spiritual and human. Now here's your host, Bonnie Wirth, on Empower Radio. Lighten
up. Hello, happy Wednesday, sweet friends. As always, so incredibly grateful to you for tuning into the show. We are moving forward and through October, which feels like the speed of all speeds. It's like the universe has, you know, hit it hard on the accelerator. And with that, a lot of intensity in terms of the energies, the interplay that we're feeling based on this very human, this very spiritual experience of what we know and call life. And with it, you know, many people are experiencing a lot of highs and lows. Now, it is in conversation today about those lows, those times where we hit a little bit of a slump, where we lose our motivation, where life happens in such a way that it takes our breath away, that it distracts us or takes us out of the high, the vibe, the ease in which maybe we've been experiencing our life. As you know, as I always say, that's part of the human experience is the spiritual experience. And it's through these times that we actually evolve the most, although they are not pleasant. They are a little challenging and difficult to navigate. They're also sometimes the most blessed and most highly, as I said, evolving time within our lives. Now, right now, we're in this intense energy with some massive shifts that are fielding the necessity for all of us to make some adjustments. Now, as we are in this place and we understand how the cosmos is influencing that and supporting us to choose more, to be more conscious in terms of how we are enacting upon our lives, and of course, to find that natural flow, that authentic pace to our lives so that we're able to move into a place that is more aligned with truth and more aligned with, you know, this unique journey that each of us is on. Now, one of the things that we can go through is through high vibrational times, through great shifts and things that take place and happen, it can leave us feeling a little bit sad, a little bit bored with our lives, a little bit blah. It can seem as if nothing that plays out, seems to be going for us. In fact, we might actually feel quite miserable in the process. And I'm here to tell you that if you're feeling sad, bored, blah about your life and a little bit miserable in terms of the way things have been playing out in your life, you are not alone. It's definitely been a bit of a theme for me, especially over these last couple of weeks. We move into October. Now we know and understand that we've in this final phase of 2019, this upshift of energy. And you would think, or as the mind would conceive, that when we move into a high vibrational, positive vibe within the cosmos, that we would naturally be feeling the high vibe and positivity. That's actually not the case. In fact, it's almost been within the last couple of weeks where there has been necessity for more conscious choice, more work, if you want to call it work, to move into flow with what is taking place within this current that we're experiencing at this latter part of 2019. Now, when, slumps happen, as I said, even the happiest people, the people that seem to have it all together, the people that have been on the journey doing their work, and yes, even me, that there can be times where we fall into a bit of a ho-hum about life and a ho-hum in terms of what is playing out or what is happening. Now, for me in particular, the last couple of weeks, it's not that I mean, I've personally been going through some shifts, obviously, like every single person. I don't in any way say that I'm removed from what's happening. I've been right smack dab in the middle of other people's life upheavals, other people's catalytic events, everything from deaths to breakup of relationships to some of the deepest and scariest of health diagnoses to emotional and mental, what I could say, breakdowns and things that are playing out, whether that be with people personally in my life or with my clients. It's just this great undoing of so much in other people's lives, and bearing witness to that and loving people through and supporting them in the mix of it can sometimes create a little bit of an energetic slump for me. It's like, sometimes I want so bad to be able to make it better, to fix it for other people, yet I know I can't do that. But to be the observer and the witness to other people's drama, karma, and spiritual issues that are playing out right now can affect affect everyone, and it is affecting all of us in different ways. As the empath, you're probably feeling it as well. You're feeling the world. There's a lot of energy right now that's in contribution within globally that's taking place in terms of some of the breakdowns, the crises, the things that are playing out within these massive shifts that are happening. And so we're feeling that, sometimes feeling it on a physical, mental, and emotional level, not even understanding what's ours. And if you're like me, in the observer of watching, of witnessing, of holding space, and of loving people through. Now, this is also affecting within financial aspects of things. I know for me, as I move into this 10th anniversary month, it's just crazy to me, this 10th anniversary month of being in the business of woo-woo, the business of self-help, the business of helping and supporting other people to really make dramatic and positive change within their life. It's also really having had me take a look at my practices, what I've been doing, what is working for me. And, you know, almost as I say, whether it is the aspect of the change of season, whether it's something physically within our life, other people's lives, the things that are playing out, it can kind of suck sometimes. And so we can definitely be pulled into a little bit of a slump, a little bit of a blah, a sadness, whether it's ours, whether it's someone else's. Now, and as I started saying too, was a little bit of the financial slump where, you know, for a lot of people right now, these are challenging times. I know for myself, evaluating business, evaluating how I'm serving, evaluating, it's like the universe has put everything on pause. And so it can be disheartening and begin, you know, where we begin questioning, how is it I'm being called to serve? What is it that I'm being asked to do? And no matter the effort and no matter the contribution, we can sometimes still feel that there is a lack or there's something missing or there's something we're not quite getting. And that too can lead us to feel a little bit down, a little bit out of sorts. And as I said, that's certainly been some of the case for me. So I know that the universe takes me to it, to see me through it, so that we can have conversations just like this here on Empower. So again, we are in this place of considering so much for our lives, considering just how it is we're living our life, becoming, as I said, more consciously aware, more centered in our own self, more, you know, being brought more into authentic flow. The slump that you feel, the feelings of sad, bored, blah, as if nothing that you're accomplishing is doing it for you, this feeling a little bit miserable. Now, it's a waste of our life. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of life, or can be looked at as a waste of life. I, on the other hand, approach it of saying, wow, this is a opportunity of solution. This is an opportunity of growth, an opportunity to grow and expand within how perhaps it is that I've been living my life. And so we can get into these slumps into these periods of time and think that it's a waste of time and energy or a waste of our life. However, this is the spiritual of the most spiritual of experiences sometimes, because it invites us to go within. It invites us to connect to a higher power, a greater source. It's what brings us to our knees. It's what activates prayer. It's what gets us to feel so determined in our lives, and also which helps us to reach the point of absolute surrender. And it's in that place of absolute surrender where we let go of control, where we hand it over. And that's really where good flows. That's really where we have opportunity for intervention from the universe, intervention from the divine, and all of the help and the answers that we've been praying for. But it takes us a bit of time to get there. Our egos, you know, we like to be in control. We like to figure it out. We want to be part of the solution. And we are, except how we go about it is what matters the most. So we look at, instead of beating ourselves up for being in a slump, for feeling kind of blah, for not feeling, you know, a little less than motivated, you know, we look at, first off, giving ourselves some permission to be there. There's reasons why we feel the way that we feel, and our feelings are valid. Just as I shared, in observation and in witness and in helping and supporting so many people in my life over the last 2 to 3 weeks in some of the greatest upheavals of what they've experienced, you know, there's a reason why I feel a little bit sad. There's a reason why I've felt a little bit off my center. And so we look at it of recognizing that we give ourselves permission to feel that. We give ourselves to be in the experience of whatever it is that our emotions are riding, not in a place of letting us get sucked down the drain and falling into deeper despair or suffering, but giving presence to feel it in order to heal it. Now, you've heard me say that line 1,000 times on the show, and probably 1,000 times more if you've taken any classes and courses or you've worked with me in a coaching capacity, where we need to feel into it, to be with what it is. And that's really the ultimate, I want to say, which would be the ultimate of keys, which would be the ultimate of the answers. And how do you dig yourself out? Well, first, we give space for it. First, we give permission to feel that sadness. You know, there is a tradition within the Jewish community, which I think is such a powerful, direct approach in terms of what is the suffering and the pain. But within tradition, the culture allows for 1 hour every single day to be within the pain or to be within the suffering, 1 hour to experience whatever they're experiencing in terms of the emotional upheaval, 1 hour to fall into sadness, to experience the grief, to be able to work within the feelings of frustration or anger about what is playing out or happening. 1 hour every single day to feel how they feel. And then they pull themselves into a place of allowing the rest of the day to be focused on joy and focused on having fun and focused on what is blessing and what is good in their lives. I think that it's such a powerful thing to me because for the most part within my life, I mean, with exception up until about the last 15 or 20 years, but up until that point, oh, I just aged myself, didn't I? up until that point, I never gave myself any permission to feel. It was, I suppressed it. I pushed it away. I avoided it as if believing in some way that it was bad to feel bad, that especially once I got on the spiritual journey, when we move into this place of uplifting and positivity, and we're focusing in terms of having a positive mindset, and we're working with affirmations, and we're doing all of these things to pivot and redirect, and we become more conscious in terms of creation and working within the laws of the universe and cooperatively with, you know, in making and being that self-responsible person for the for what, you know, what is happening or playing out within our lives. When we move into that place, what I found was that I actually went into the same kind of avoidance. I mean, one, I was avoiding my feelings and suppressing earlier on in my life to not dealing with the upheavals, the traumas, the hardships that I had experienced. I pretended I was happy. I avoided it. And I just didn't go there. I never gave myself permission. As such, over time, it manifested and it created great suffering, a massive depression, extreme anxieties, and things that I had to work very hard to overcome. And it was in the working hard to overcome, of reshifting of mindset and of ritual and of a way of living, that I moved into what I call the spiritual high rise. And within the spiritual high rise is where I started to recognize I wasn't giving myself permission to feel the negative emotions, to feel the sadness. I didn't give myself permission to go there because I judged it or saw it as a weakness, as a vulnerability, or as something that was against the grain in terms of the positive upshift that I was making for my life. But that simply wasn't the case. What I found after all of that work of moving myself into this better feeling place, because I wasn't dealing with what I judged as being the negative or the feeling bad or some of those lower ego emotions that come up, the angers, the frustrations, because I wasn't giving myself to feel that, I fell back into suppressing it all. And one day woke up and said, holy, I am not in a emotionally better place than I was when my life was negative. Here I've been living positive and avoiding the feelings and suppressing how I felt. And I was in the same kind of downward spiral that I had recognized from many, many years ago, just that time I was living a very unspiritual life, and now I was living a spiritual life, but I was still feeling the same. It was the denial of my feelings, the avoidance of feeling. So now, of course, as you hear me say over and over, we need to feel it and heal it. Feel it to heal it. We feel it, we acknowledge it, we embrace it, we give it some space. We allow for that emotion to be a part of who we are. We are human, and it is part of our human experience to have the highs and the lows. So we look at not in a place of, as I said, of allowing there to be great suffering, but giving some time, giving some space. And if you're not in a place where you can do that successfully on your own, if you find that you do spiral way too deep, well, those are the times that you look at, getting in touch with me. You hire a coach, someone who can help you to navigate that in a way that's healthy, to ease you through so that you can change the intensity of what your experiences are. Our emotions are energy in motion. And so therefore, whatever we're feeling is an expression of energy. And when we are suppressing, we are not expressing. And so because of it, great, there's things that begin to manifest. There's illness. There's a lot of dis-ease that begins to take place for us emotionally, mentally, and physically. So when we look at how do we get out of this slump. We've been here before. We've been feeling kind of miserable. As I said, the number one key is about feeling however we feel. I've been giving myself a few days to do that, not staying there. I'm not giving it as the excuse and saying I'm just going to stay in bed and get nothing else accomplished or done. I've moved into a place of giving myself that hour, giving myself some of that time to just be present with whatever emotion is coming up, to cry some tears if tears are what needs to flow, to express or speak out loud to my angels, to spirit, to be able to have a conversation, to talk through whatever it is I'm feeling, to talk through, to feel through, to give voice to whatever is going on inside of me. I've been giving myself some time to do that, to giving myself some time for 1 hour in the day to be in a little bit of a slump. And then how do we motivate ourselves out of that slump? Because it's not healthy to be there. It's not healthy for us to sit and and allow for the day to slide away without really moving into a place where we can be within a higher vibration or be within some joy and some wellness too. It's not fair to ourselves, and it's definitely not fair to our families and the other people, you know, within that we're in our circles. And it's not fair to our community, and it's certainly not fair to humanity. There's enough suffering right now in the world without me expressing that energetically for long periods of time. So we feel it. We feel it to heal it. And then we take some action to get ourselves out of that slump in a healthy way. Now, Benjamin Franklin, there's a quote that he said that goes something like this. I'm going to try to remember this off the top of my head. Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. I remember hearing that when I was a kid, and I remember reciting it, but over and over, and because it rhymes and it was so much fun. But it wasn't until recently, within the last several years, that I recognized the messaging that was behind it. It's about, you know, getting ourselves out of a slump is with intention of waking up a little bit earlier, pulling ourselves out of bed, getting out from underneath the covers, and giving ourselves a little bit more time to get some things done. When we are feeling in a slump, when we're not getting out of bed, there's more pressure. We put more pressure on us because now we're running late. Now we have appointments and commitments, and we're behind the eight ball on everything. Whereas when we're feeling kind of down and a little bit in a ho-hum blah feeling in life, simply waking up earlier in the day is one of the ways in which we can create some ease. We can treat ourselves to that space and time to meditate, you know, treat ourselves to the space and time to feel into whatever we're feeling. Some space and time to be able to, you know, work within things energetically, to say some prayers, to activate something inside of us that brings a little bit more of alignment. When we are feeling in a slump, it's an indication that we are out of alignment with our source. And so we give ourselves opportunities to find some relief in how we're feeling and bring us back into flow, back into alignment, back into connection with our higher self or the God self that is within all of us. And doing that first thing in the morning is one of the easiest ways in which we can dramatically shift how we approach our day. Now, extra time in the morning gives us opportunity to have breakfast. And I know that sounds silly and you think that's a no-brainer, but when you're running behind and you're feeling in a slump, there's three things that go right off the start. The top three spiritual needs for every single person are the first three things to go when we're feeling in a slump. And that is hydration, nutrition, and exercise. And so when we're not waking up early in the morning and we're being a little bit, you know, we're running behind schedule, where we're not giving ourselves enough time to wake up, enough time to meditate, enough time to get our bearings in the morning, that we don't eat properly either. We're skipping breakfast, or we're drinking more coffee than what we would otherwise, or we're looking for the quick pick-me-ups instead of the nutrition that is going to support our day, support our physical body, support our minds to feel better. And so we, you know, when we're not waking up early in the morning, we're not giving space and time for us to have our spiritual connection and for us to nurture ourselves with nutrition. Breakfast is the number one skipped meal. And yet it is the one meal, just like prayer and meditation in the morning is being a spiritual practice. Nutrition is a spiritual practice, giving to our body the fuel that it requires in order to move forward and through the day, to be of service, to be the light, to help and to organize and to create energy within our own self. The more we have inside of us, the more that we're able to give to others. And when we're skipping that breakfast in the morning, when we're not focusing on our nutrition, we're not fueling our body with what it requires in order to be in a higher vibration, our slump continues.
These are all things that we, it's in the conscious choice, the things that we have to. One, getting out of bed is a conscious choice. Waking up earlier to make sure our butts out of the sack and into the new day is a choice. It can be a tough choice, but it is a necessary choice. Even the most depressed person, when they can choose to get out of bed in the morning, it begins to help them to feel better, to get the blood flowing, to get the body moving, to get on with life. So we approach it by waking up early, the conscious choice, and then the conscious choice to allow for some nutrition to fuel our body, to give it a shift in vibration, to help further support the slump, to help us to feel better. As I said, the other part of the equation is hydration. Now, you might think that that's silly. You might think like, oh my gosh, and you might be one of those people who actually don't like drinking water, who much prefer to have more coffee than water. I used to be one of those people. Every once in a while, I'm still one of those people. So I do, again, have to consciously become aware of where my hydration is sitting. When we are dehydrated, it causes the cells in our body to be constricted and to feel within greater tension. Dehydration actually eliminates our capacity to have a positive state of mind. So when we can look at hydrating our bodies, giving more water, more intake of fluid to help us, we become more in flow with life. We begin to feel better. It changes our perspective from the mindset and allows us to feel good. Hydration is one of those things that we can consciously choose. We're waking up early in the morning, we're focusing more on nutrition, and we're giving our body some hydration first thing off the morning. I actually have a glass of water as soon as I wake up. When you think about it, we've been sleeping for 8 hours or 7 hours or 5 hours, whatever your routine is, and you wake up a little bit, you wake up a little dehydrated. So why not give your body a little boost right off the get-go? I'm going to talk more about this after the commercial break.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Where to be found? Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging It is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
drop it down.
We know how to dance. We'll veg
it up, veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Lighten up. Don't take it so seriously. Lighten up. Trust the mystery. Lighten up. It doesn't matter anyway. Just enjoy your life. Get out of your way. Lighten up.
Now back to Lighten Up with Bonnie Worth on Empower Radio.
So was anyone else grooving to the commercials? Were you, did you find that you were dancing a little bit of you know, a little bit of rhythm that was catching you? Well, it's so funny to me because as I was sharing before the commercial break, talking about the ways to pull yourself out of the slump, the feeling of sad, the feeling of blah, the feeling of ho-hum, and that lacking of motivation. And it was so, you know, as I said, we look first thing at waking up earlier in the morning, consciously choosing that no matter how we're feeling, giving us ourselves an opportunity to ease into our day, to allow ourselves, you know, the opportunity to be kind with less pressure of needing to rush. Then we look at things like our hydration, you know, having some water, giving our bodies something to, you know, the hydration of the up leveling to give ourselves the opportunity to replenish what may have evaporated through the night. And of course, focusing in on nutrition. The third part of that, exercise, even a little dancing to the commercials during commercial break is enough to begin to shift the energy, to take you out of the ho-hum and the ho-drum of life and begin to shift the energy to help you to feel a little bit better. I'm very much like Ellen DeGeneres in the fact that I dance every single day. That for me, music and dance and movement is one of the ways in which I can easily, naturally, and gently incorporate exercise into my life. Now, for me, I was a gymnast. I was a hardcore athlete in my younger years. You'd never know looking at me now. However, due to the way that my body is within over time, I've had to look at finding gentler movement, not being so hard on my joints, allowing not still for flexibility, but a little bit kinder, a little bit gentler, not so hardcore, not pushing myself so hard. That's been a big lesson for me. And so dance is a real natural way to create some movement for yourself. And it doesn't matter if you think you can dance or not. You can dance in your chair, even if you can't walk or you have inability of some movement. You can snap your fingers. You can move your arms a little bit. You can sway. Anything that creates a little bit of movement to begin to shift the energy will help you to feel a little bit better in the midst of a slump. Now, no one can feel happy and motivated for 24/7. We can't. We're human. Sometimes things get uncomfortable in our lives. Sometimes we feel a little bit down, but it is important that we be kind to ourselves in the process. Negatively slamming ourselves, making us feel, you know, worse about our situation, the things we say, the criticisms, this is a time of nurturement and self-love. When you are in a slump, this isn't about a time of beating yourselves up and pushing yourself too hard. This is an opportunity for you to be kind, to nurture, to be gentle, and to express to yourself a little bit more compassion than perhaps you've done in the past. Now, when we look at we've kind of moved into those, how we're starting out on our day. The other thing I really want to recommend to you is to look at accomplishing at least one thing
in your day that you feel maybe that would be useful? One thing that can make a difference. That can be anything from doing your laundry, you know, that one thing, getting one thing accomplished, to going and buying groceries, to, you know, putting your laundry away. Okay, that's always a really big one for me. I always feel very accomplished when I actually get my laundry put away. But that one thing that perhaps can be useful. When we can accomplish one thing every day, we feel as though we are more in control. Most of the time when we're in a slump or a rut, it's because we, in some way, the ego has convinced us that we lack control. And so I encourage you to make a list of five things or six things that you can look to get done in your day. And then as you're going through your day, you know, make this to-do list, and then there's so much pleasure in checking it off or crossing it off. And getting one thing, getting two things, getting three things done, you will find that it's something so simple, but can actually help you to feel a little bit better about yourself. The more we can accomplish, the better we feel. And it's not big, grand accomplishments. It's not the big, bold recognitions and the all-star moments of accomplishment. When we're in a slump, it's the little things that can make all the difference. Now, one of the other things, you know, we like to avoid is really about quiet time, really avoiding, you know, time to be alone with ourselves. And so we look at giving ourselves permission to have that alone time, but alone time that gives us time of journaling, time of some meditation, to tune inside, to go within, to just be with how we feel. That's important. I talked about that before the commercial break. The other part of this, though, is actually becoming social, especially for the introverts. If you're an introvert and you're a homebody like what I can be, as empaths, we love our alone time. But sometimes to the extreme, where we begin to cut ourselves off, almost becoming a little bit of a hermit within our own little universe. Now, whether we recognize it or not, it's actually healthy for us to have interaction with other people. And so no matter how bummed out we are, when we can give ourselves an opportunity to go with some friends, to be around other people, we can redirect our mind and our energy towards something different in our life. And when we do this, one, we realize we're not alone. And two, it actually brings us a sense of comfort. It reminds us that there are people who care about us. It reminds us that the world is made up of many, many people who are all going through different things. And we're certainly not alone in how we feel and in what we're experiencing. The stories may be a little bit different, but there is comfort in community. There is comfort in support. There is comfort and healing and medicine in laughter and connection. So when we're in a slump, we actually will try to avoid having connection with other people. We'll say no to, you know, going socializing or going out with friends or inviting and having someone come over. We'll find excuses and reasons why that doesn't work. However, it's also the very thing that we require and need, where we create walls or blocks and we push away. Now, there's time for that. There's time, as I said, for empaths. We require quiet time. We require space alone, but not for prolonged periods of time. So we look at consciously choosing to get ourselves out there, to create an event, have some people over for dinner, do something that allows for community and allows for connection. You will feel lighter and you will feel brighter because of it. Now, it goes without saying that cleanliness is next to godliness. And that means that when we look at not only our physical cleanliness, I mean, you want to feel better, go have a shower, go have a bath, use some soap. I mean, that goes without saying. When we clean ourselves up, we automatically automatically start to feel better. We actually are cleansing our auric fields the moment we crawl into a bath and the moment we step into the shower. Do you recognize, or you can imagine, or perhaps you know people in your life who are in a really tough place and maybe go for 2 or 3 days without having a bath or a shower? They feel so unmotivated for even self-care. But when we move into the conscious choice of self-care, we actually feel better. And we feel better because we have cleansed our auric field of all of the negative or impacting energies of everything that maybe we've absorbed from the collective consciousness or the emotions and thought energy of other people. What we've, you know, the negative ions that are a part of our world. We are picking that up energetically. And so when we are not in a place of self-care, then we actually feel worse. When we can have a shower, use a little bit of soap and water, it's amazing the difference in how we feel. And it's because we have replenished our auric field. Our auric field is our energy field. It's actually what increases our state of wellness. And when our energy field is intoxicated by the energy of others and intoxicated by heaviness and thought and depression and anxiety, and if that's where we've been living within our world or within our homes or our environment through difficult and having difficult or challenging times, we take that on. And so this is one of the easiest ways in which we can feel better. The cleansing of our auric field allows for an increase of our energy field. And as our increase of our energy field, as that expands, we raise vibration. And as such, we feel better. Now, the other part of this, the old saying, of the old adage of cleanliness is next to godliness, also is about our surroundings. Our surroundings have a large effect on our mood. If your room or your home is messy and dirty and unorganized, it actually creates tension within the energy around you. The energy becomes stuck. This energy becomes agitated. There's no flow. And so we can all be a bit unorganized. We can all have a busy life and perhaps our home isn't as clean as what, you know, we know it could be, or we haven't had time to clean it. But if you're feeling really in a slump, consciously choosing to clean your home, to reorganize, to put some stuff away. Remember I talked about the laundry earlier? As soon as we start to clean up the clutter, we feel better. And we feel better because immediately the energy releases, that energy that's been stuck, the energy that's been tense within our environment comes into flow. It's no longer stagnant energy. It's energy that's in flow. And where there's flow, there's higher vibration. And where there's higher vibration are better feeling thoughts, better feeling emotions, energy in motion. And so when we think of clutter and we think of our environment of messy or dirty, of being unorganized, that is what creates fractures in the energy field that would otherwise support our well-being. And so our willingness to, you know, clean up our environment, to make some space, creates more relaxation within the energy. And again, puts us back into feeling more control in our life. And when we feel more in control, we feel more at ease, we feel better, we feel more relaxed, we feel good. And it's immediately we begin to pull ourselves out of the funk, out of that funk. Now, again, you know, this is important to understand that there are some times where we require nothing. So I'm not saying to you to give up on that quiet time, to give up on just allowing yourself to be where you are. In fact, honor where you are, be where you are, and then begin to make some simple choices. I mean, here are very simple things that I've put into play. And you might even be thinking that, oh, yeah, that all sounds great, Bonnie, but oh my gosh, it It's not going to make a difference. Why bother trying? You're worth it. You are worth it. You are worth every single effort that you make to feel better. You are worth every single action that you can do to feel better. You deserve it. You are worthy of it. And the only person that can fix how you feel is you. And I know that's the one thing that has always frustrated me the most. It's like, man, I know I'm the only person who can make this better. And sometimes it doesn't feel like I have the energy or the effort is wasted. And if you feel like the effort is being wasted on you, my sweet friend, it is time to change the relationship that you have with yourself. Because you matter. You more than anyone deserves your love and affection. Some of the most powerful words, feel into that. So kindness goes a long way. We know and understand how kindness can have such a positive effect on other people. When we're kind and loving and generous of our time and of our attention to other people, we help them to feel better. We make a positive impact in their lives. But it's actually us that require it too. And nobody else can do it for us. Self-love, self-love, self-love. Now, it's not self-love within the aspect of the mushy, gushy, egotistical love where we matter more than anyone else. That's just simply not the case. But our worth comes from self-love. No matter how we look on the outside, it's what's going on the inside, what's beneath the surface, that matters most. And if we can't love ourselves, how is it that we can rationalize or expect other people to love us for who we are? Self-love practices are some of the greatest ways in one, how we build our self-esteem, how we build ourselves up, where we become our best friends. But self-love practices are what are consistent with hydration, nutrition, exercise. Self-love practices are that of forgiveness, self-forgiveness, self-acceptance. Self-love practices are ways in which we can foster a healthy relationship with our own self. It's what encourages us. It's what supports us. And no matter how connected we are with the other side, no matter how in communication we can be with the heavens and with the divine, we can listen to the external. We can have people all around us telling us that we matter and that we're important and we're such a good person. But if we don't believe it ourselves, we're going to stay in our funk. We tune in by turning in. We tune in to our higher self. We tune in to who we are. Self-love practices are opportunities where we can nurture ourselves and nurture our soul. So I would encourage you as well to look at what are the things within your life that are non-negotiables. What are your non-negotiables? Those very things that you know that you need to do to feel good. I invite you to make a list of non-negotiables. Here are some of my non-negotiables that I choose to do every single day in order to feel better And I don't feel good every single day, but I do work to feel better because sometimes I get down. Sometimes I fall into a slump. Sometimes my life can be a little bit, you know, upsetting. Things don't always go according to plan. And how do I soothe my ego? And how do I continue to sustain my vibration? And how is it that I choose my happiness every single day? And it's as a result of my non-negotiables. Here are my non-negotiables, some of which I've already shared today on the show. I wake up early. It's a non-negotiable. It's important for me to be able to give some space and time to ease into my day. If I don't have that, I feel flustered and overwhelmed. I create greater states of anxiety for myself. So I know in order to feel better that waking up early is a non-negotiable for me. Even if I've been up late the night before, I still get up in the morning. I pull myself out of bed. I get my day on. And I get my day on not by rushing and not by an alarm clock, but in a way that creates ease. And I wake up early enough in the day where I'm not afraid of sleeping in. I wake up early enough in the day so that I can catch my breath, that I can give some space and time to feel however I feel. Not pushing myself hard, allowing myself to flow with my morning. So waking up early is a non-negotiable. Hydration, non-negotiable. As I shared, I have a glass of water right off the start of the day. I give my body what it requires. And that includes, of course, breakfast. Although as soon as I wake up in the morning, I know my physical body cannot take in anything else other than water. And so I hydrate. A non-negotiable for me is meditation. First thing in the morning. And if I don't meditate first thing in the morning, and I can meditate later on in the day, absolutely. But if I don't meditate first thing in the morning and I don't connect with God and I don't have that opportunity to expand or find my alignment, my whole day is off kilter. As soon as I meditate, I feel better. And so meditation in the morning, not the very first thing, but at some point in the morning, shortly after I get up, I meditate. Hydration, meditation, nutrition, exercise. I spoke about music. Music is what uplifts me. I'm very connected to lyrics. In fact, spirit speaks to me a lot through music, that I get inspirited through music. And so I put music on every single morning. Because why? Because it helps me to feel better. It helps me to feel good. Music that changes of every genre. I'm not one particular, you know, what in one particular direction or the other. Everything from mantras to piano music to rock to country, whatever it is, even folk music. Some days it's different, and that's okay. But I allow for the music to help to raise my vibration, to get my mind in a positive flow. And when there's music, I dance and I sing and I dance, and I don't care if I can't sing. I'm not singing as a professional. I'm singing in my home in the privacy of my own self. And so I give myself opportunity to praise, to rejoice, to dance, to sing through my music. Prayerfulness. Prayer is non-negotiable for me. If I don't sit down and take opportunity to say a prayer or two for me or for someone else, I don't feel very good. I'd like to know that in some way I've done my part. And so prayer is an important part of a non-negotiable, because helping people is a non-negotiable for me. If I don't have opportunity to help people, I feel in a funk. If I don't have opportunity to give support, to love other people, whether that be within my own family or my clients, it's a non-negotiable. So I look at ways every single day that I know that I'm being a positive contribution in the lives of others, and my acts of prayerfulness, because as I pray for me, I pray for others. And as I pray for others, I pray for me, and I pray for all of us. It's a non-negotiable. Vitamins are a non-negotiable. If I don't take my vitamins every single day, within 2 or 3 days, I'm off kilter. I know that it's a requirement for me to feel good to take my vitamins. Fresh air is a non-negotiable for me because I work out of my home, and because so much of my life, you know, is at home. It's my place of business. It's my place of living. That there can be days that go on where I haven't even stepped foot outside the door. That's no good for me anymore. I get outside every single day, whether that's to go for a walk or whether it's just to step into my backyard to breathe in some of the fresh air, some of that energy, that connection through nature. My sweet friends, make a list of non-negotiables. You're the only one who can pull yourself out of a slump. And I know that if I can do it, you can too. God bless each and every one of you. I really pray that your day is bright and beautiful because you are worthy and deserving. Bye for now.